Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Let's talk softball with head coach Janet Larson of the Lacaparo Valley softball team. And we're in the section tournament play already, Janet, and you got to host a couple games this past week.
Yes, we did, yes. And it was kind of a sketchy day with some rain showers on and off, but when it came time for a game time at 3 o'clock, it was nice enough weather that we made it through, and sun even came out for us. So, yeah, it was a great day of softball Tuesday out at Acapulco.
Yeah, and a great crowd, too, wasn't there?
Yes. And I want to say thank you to all the staff, the Acapulco staff who are out there who are raking and chalking the fields and, you know, doing the announcing and scoreboard, everything. What a great job that those guys and gals did. So I really appreciate what they did for us that day.
Exactly. A lot of work goes into something like that, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And, man, our fields were in great shape due to what they were doing. The grounds crew that, you know, got it ready even before our crew came on and did the chalking and kept the fields nice in between the games. So, yeah, it was. It was a great job done by Michael Parle. Thank you very much.
Okay. Now the Section 3A tournament, those first games that were played at Lacaparo, those are elimination games, and then everything moves in double elimination, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So, yes, we started out, since we were number 2 seed, we played the number 7 seed, and that was Dawson. We had a slow start to that game. Kylie was on the mound, did a nice job pitching for us, but it was a tight game. Boffin pitching for Dawson did a great job keeping us at bay with hits. So it was into the fifth inning before we finally broke something out. So Dawson, talking with John, nice job. They had some close games at the end of the season. We're really coming on, and that definitely showed that day against us. Overall, Kylie pitched all 7 innings, and she had a one-hit shutout. Kaya Jordahl smacked a double over to the left center side of the field, and that was a nice hit with defense and with Kylie's pitching without giving them a walk, and she had 7 strikeouts. That was a nice outing for Acapulco, including Kylie's pitching for that day.
She threw a one-hitter. That was pretty impressive.
It was, because Boffin is the one who got to us the last time we played her in regular season, and she even had 2 triples and a home run against us. So we were expecting that we were going to have some, you know, hits that were going to come at us, and we were going to have to play some smart moves on the bases, you know, to throw them out or to keep them at bay. So Kylie did, she did her job that day to pitch very well.
Okay. Hitting in the game?
Go ahead. Yeah, hitting for us, we started that fifth inning. There was an error at their shortstop, so then Sydney Gertis got us going with a triple. And then Chelsea Lund came up at the top of the order right there, and right after little Sydney, and she cracked a triple out to the field. So with those 2 triples getting us going, Haley Wolfsager hit a base hit, and we batted 9 batters in that inning and managed to score 3 runs. So that was a nice way to start the bottom of the fifth for us. And the bottom of the sixth, we went right back at it, and McClay Wolfsager started with a double. Ashton Molden got on with an error, and then Sydney Curtis walked, and then there was a fielder's choice, and there was another error. And so by the end of the sixth inning, we had scored another 3 runs. So we were sitting on top 6-0 when we came into the top of the seventh, and Kylie shut them down quite quickly with their pitching. So the game ended 6-0. For us, we had Kelsey Lund went 1-for-3 with a triple and 2 RBIs. Haley Wolfsager went 1-for-4. Jenna Berthio went 1-for-3. McClay Wolfsager went 2-for-3. A nice job at the plate for us that day. Had a double. Ashton Molden got on base twice by 2 errors, and went on base, though. She stole a base as well as scored 2 runs for us. And then Sydney Gertis went 1-for-2 with a triple. So a nice job, again, from top to the bottom of our order of girls managing to get on, either through patience at the plate with a walk or a hit pitch or, you know, with an error in the field. So, yeah, it was a nice way for us to gain a win that day.
That's right. And then the other game after that, the 3rd-seeded Bold Warriors took on 6th-seeded McCray, and Bold can run them in 5 innings.
Yes, they did. Yes, Bold had some nice hitters as well on their team, and they showed that against us, too. So, yeah, they deserve that win. I think McCray has made some progress in their program this year, too. It just happened to be that they didn't get as many hits. And Bold's pitching, Sagadahl does a nice job pitching for them.
That's right. Well, you saw Sagadahl in the game with you guys played later, and then everything moves into double elimination now. So talk a little bit about the Bold game there, Janet.
Bowl, we didn't know as much about. Interestingly enough, they're in our section, but yet we don't get a chance to play them throughout the season. So, kind of a mystery. We went in just knowing that they're going to have some good pitching and certainly some nice hitting. Listening to and looking at the Wilmer Chubb paper throughout the year, they certainly had Bowl as a favorite. So we went in knowing we were going to have to play some tough ball. The unfortunate thing is that we sit for a game and they get to play back-to-back. So I think that on that day, Tuesday, was an advantage for them. They were warm and ready to roll, and I think we came into that first inning a little bit cold. Haley Wilshager pinched for us that game, and she started out the first inning, and she struck out the first batter. And then there was a base hit, then a walk, and then she had a second strikeout. And then, unfortunately, we had an error, and that's when things kind of went haywire for us. Then there was a double over right field, and there was a second error and a walk, and then finally we had a strikeout. But by the time that ended, they had scored some runs on us. I believe they went five runs on us.
Yep, five runs in the first inning there, yep.
First inning, yeah. So that hurt us because, you know, we aren't used to being down. We've been pretty fortunate this season. Many of our games and most of our games, we've kind of taken the lead. So talked to the girls in the huddle, said, it's okay. We can play catch-up ball. We've done it before. We were a little apprehensive, though, at the plate, I think, and that's what got us. We were kind of standing there. We had a couple strikeouts where we stood and watched the ball. There were some nice swinging strikeouts. There were some good attempts at hitting Sagadal. So we'll give a good shout-out to Bold. We had to play some catch-up, and we couldn't quite do it. We did finally get our run across the plate in the seventh inning. And in the meantime, Haley did a nice job pitching in the second inning. She had a couple strikeouts. Third inning, we played some great defense, kept them off the scoreboard. The fourth inning, she had a couple more strikeouts. The fifth inning, we had a couple quick outs, and then they went bang, bang, boom, and had three straight base hits on us. But we left the bases loaded because Haley struck out the next batter. So Haley did a nice job coming back and really pitching strong at them. The sixth inning is when they did manage to get another run on us. It was a strikeout, and then there was a walk. Kylie threw a runner out. Kylie Larson threw a runner out. Stealing. We did have a triple then that they got against us. There was an error, and then finally we shut them down with a fly ball, but they managed to score the run on that from that triple when that error occurred in the field. So seventh inning, Haley shut them down again with a walk, and then she had three straight outs. So, again, defensively, our girls came together after that first inning. If we could have kind of started over, I think we'd have had a 1-1 game.
So that takes us now to Cottonwood today.
Definitely. Saturday brings some nice games out there. We're going to play Red Rock Central, Westbrook Walnut Grove. It's a lot to say. So
yep.
If somebody looks it up, it'll be an acronym of RRC/WWG. And I have searched. I'm not finding a lot on them right now, Paul. They appear to be, at least I can't find them in any Marshall papers or any archives. I would just say at this point in the season, all teams are going to be tough.
Right.
And we know that anybody who makes it beyond that first round definitely has some pitching and hitting and defense. So we're just going to go out there. The girls, I told them this is it. We lay it all on the field. There's nothing to hang our heads about. If you give all you've got in each game that we play, that's the pride we take back home with us, regardless if it's a win or a loss.
Okay. Yeah, double elimination, the winners move on and play again this afternoon, and the losers are done for the season. So just quickly going in the winners' bracket, 12:30 today, KMS will take on Wabasso, and Edgerton, Southwest Christian, will play Bold, both those games at 12:30 in the winners' bracket. And as Janet mentioned, La Caparra Valley and Red Rock Central will be at 11 o'clock, and you'll hear that game right here on Q92. And the other game in the loser's bracket is Lakeview and Tracy Milroy Ballaton at 11 o'clock, all games in Cottonwood. So looking forward to a big day, Janet.
Yes, we are. We're looking for in some beautiful weather, so I think it'll be a great day of softball.
That's right. All right. Well, we'll probably talk to you a little bit before the game this morning, and let's just keep that rolling.
Thank you, Paul.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Yep, that's it. That's head coach Janet Larson of the Loughborough Valley softball team. We'll take a break. Come back with more of the Coach's Show after this.